So my project focuses on the role of families, but especially the role of women in empire formation in the English Atlantic world between the period of roughly 1550 to 1650. So essentially at this time, the English state is expanding its empire into places like Virginia and Maryland, but also the Caribbean islands and also Newfoundland in Canada. So my research has been exploring the role that women had in these colonies, but also the role of women back home in England in the economy there, how they contributed to empire formation. And essentially my interest in this project came about because when I did my PhD, I was working on the Virginia Company, which was a trading company that was established in 1606. And essentially that company was responsible for the formation of the first permanent English colony in North America at Jamestown. And often these histories have been written from the point of view of trading companies and also of the state and the crown and merchants and elite men. And I was quite interested in thinking about how other people in society were involved in these processes of colonization overseas, and especially the role of women. And I guess as well, I used to think about this topic in relation to more recent history and people's family histories in Britain, because obviously we're a nation where people have, you know, families from all over the world. And my own family are from Ireland and Jamaica, and they came to England in the 1960s. And I just was interested in how over the centuries, as part of empire, people have moved and migrated, but also the role that women have always had in these families as sometimes being the instigators of, you know, decision making and the way that families are structured as well.